Our third and final hour of the Friday edition of Justice and Drew is underway. This is the hour where we will play the Friday news quiz, so plenty of time to get your predictions in. JD at TwinCitiesNewsTalk.com or use the hashtag TCNT on Twitter.
Talk a little COVID. We will get into Joe Rogan, a couple of different stories. Jon Stewart came out, and I don't want to say defense, but at least in defense of Rogan and his podcast and what he believes Rogan is trying to accomplish. Also, some comments from former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard. First off, though, I've got a couple of stories here when it comes to COVID. We'll talk about L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti and how if you hold your breath, you know, you can keep yourself from getting COVID, which is good.
Classic.
Lawyer extraordinaire Jeff O'Brien, though, let's start with you. You were making news in our prep as we went through quotes from Jeff O'Brien left and right. So what's going on? We talked earlier. There was a judge ruling earlier this week. Where do things stand with the lawsuit? And for those that aren't familiar with it, can you get the listener up to speed?
Yeah. Well, the judge unfortunately denied our motion for temporary restraining order, which would have stopped Mayor Fry's order in his tracks. So at the moment, all the bars and restaurants have to check for vaccine status or see a lab, a lab performed COVID test within 72 hours. So if you want to go out to a bar in Minneapolis, make sure you get your COVID test 3 days in advance. We have the parties to it. You know, we submitted evidence. Their profits, their sales are down 40 to 60%. But the judge in her order said that seemed speculative, that could be because of people just not wanting to go out because of COVID or taking it out on these bars and restaurants for filing the lawsuit. The lawsuit's still out there. We're kind of assessing what the next steps are. But really unfortunate, you know, that there's just so many of these cases over the past 2.5 years that have been before judges in this state, and not one of them wants to stand up to any of this and just let the government run roughshod over businesses.
It's so unfortunate. Yeah. It's just so. And it highlights something we talked about earlier when we were talking with Tad, you know, talking about the importance of paying it, just looking at a different issue, but talking about the importance of judges, you know, and the opportunity when you have an opportunity to have a say in those particular issues. But it sounds like cowardice to me. But
it gets back to, you know, we got a race for governor this year. Governor appoints judges. You know, judges, the difference here is they aren't lifetime appointments. You can put somebody on a ballot and get and run against an incumbent judge.
Yeah,
it's very difficult, very hard to do.
We've got
12 years of Mark Dayton and Tim Walz appointees on the bench.
Yep.
And the few Ventura and Pawlenty appointees that are still around. That doesn't mean that there's some, you know, like they're rock ribbed anti-government.
Right.
And so we really need to look at when you're looking at who you're going to vote for governor, we should be having more discussion as to what types of people they're going to appoint to the bench.
Should there be an effort? Should there be a bigger effort to recruit candidates to run against these judges?
I would say so. I mean,
but here's the problem. Like, how do you know who to vote for? You know, when you get to the ballot box and you see, you know, you turn the ballot over and there's 17 judge races on there and 16 of them are unopposed.
Right.
You know, and then you get that one and you look at the names and 99.9% of the people that are filling out their ballots are going to have no idea even which one's the incumbent. I mean,
that's a very good point. You know, there's a vacuum to be filled in this state for some organization to start doing scorecards and researching. And all a lot of these opinions can be, you know, if you dig around, you can find, you know, some of these opinions online through the court system. You know, you want to be start cataloging who's doing what. And, you know, and being able to put to inform the voters, hey, you want judges that aren't going to, you know, set unreasonably low bail, or will actually impose sentences, in criminal matters, or are going to, you know, which judges have handled these mandate cases and how do they decide them? You know, that's information that needs to be out there and available to the voters so they can make a decision as to these. Otherwise, they just look at, because unfortunately, it could make it worse, the judges get listed as incumbent on the ballot.
Do you have an I next to them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so everybody just goes and checks the incumbent. And half the people probably don't even turn the ballot over and vote for the judges. So it's a huge issue that, you know, we have... In this state, we have the rare privilege of being able to make those decisions. We don't have lifetime appointments.
Good is the privilege if nobody?
Right. There's not enough information out there for voters to make an informed decision. And, you know, and then they complain about, you know, a certain case. It's like, well, did you vote for the judge that was on the case?
Mm-hmm. So you're saying, just so I have it clear, that the judge in this case is saying that one of the reasons why sales may have dropped for some of these restaurants and bars 40 to 60% is because customers might be angry that they filed the lawsuit.
Yeah, 40 to 60% over the previous week. It's in the order. It's in the order.
My gosh, man.
I'm sure some patron whose favorite restaurant happens to be on this lawsuit went, oh gosh.
Oh geez.
I was gonna go to the gay 90s.
Well, and the fun thing,
they did this lawsuit.
And the interesting thing is I talked to the clients and you see that anytime there's a story posted on Twitter or Facebook about it from one of the news sources, I see the comments are at least 5-1 against the mandate.
Yeah.
Well, the mere fact
Where's the story? The KSTP poll that we talked about in Sam's Top 5.
48-46.
Yeah, I mean, the numbers are clear. Look, the public is done with COVID.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, with the exception of a really small minority of very loud Karens, the public is done with COVID. We do not want to live under your restrictions, under your guidelines, under your mandates. We all know what it is. We all are trying to be careful. Nobody wants to catch it. Nobody's trying to catch it or trying to spread it, you know, but we're done. We're absolutely done. We know so much about this virus, and we know so much about how it behaves and operates and the risks associated with it and who's at high risk and who's not at high risk. Leave us the hell alone and let us just live our damn lives.
Yep.
But it's beyond ridiculous to me that, like, the counter to your justification was a clearly more ridiculous justification.
Yeah.
That's the part of it that's going to go, what?
I'll send you guys the order. You can read it yourself. It's a good reading.
This is not a defense attorney. This is not an attorney on the opposite side.
Right.
Of it's a judge. It's a judge.
People had a grudge.
Yeah, they might be angry that you, sir, brought this lawsuit in the first place. What?
And to Drew's point, you want to talk about the ridiculousness and how we're over it. I have an article here. The best foods to eat if you catch breakthrough COVID. Here's an individual that, you know.
I guess, you know what? The demographics for that audience are growing every single day. Every day there's more people catching breakthrough COVID.
And there is no breakthrough COVID.
Yeah, we got to stop calling.
This is a person here that got it. They're vaccinated both times. They were boosted, got it before, got it again, and has now written an article, right, about, you know, going to the grocery store. You know, I wondered what food items I could help boost my energy and ease my cold-like symptoms.
So did they just admit that they went to the grocery store
while they had
COVID?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. To the gulag with them.
So tell your restaurants, maybe they should serve vegetable soup, bone broth, berries, oatmeal, citrus fruits, wild salmon, and water. And there's multiple paragraphs under each one as to why this helps to ease their cold-like symptoms.
You know, you can just put it all in a blender and call it COVID smoothies.
Salmon.
COVID soup.
Bone broth.
Berries is going to be, you won't taste it by then. Wild salmon water. You're right. Yeah, you can do two. You can do one vegetable. Give me a well-rounded meal. You can do a COVID smoothie and then your COVID soup.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing.
Best foods to eat to relieve your symptoms.
With people being over COVID.
So dumb.
The legacy is going to live with us for years. Mm-hmm. Our kids are going to be permanently damaged.
Yeah, man.
That's the Johns Hopkins study.
Mm-hmm.
It did not. The lockdowns did nothing, to stop COVID, and the consequence, the adverse consequences, are astronomical.
When do we get recompense? From our government. Everybody likes to talk about reparations for stuff that happened 400 years ago to people that are dead by people who are dead, but we all have to
side isn't in power and they can be prosecuted for what they've done.
I'm serious though. These lockdown politicians, they owe us.
Yeah.
They owe us 2 years.
They should be going to jail.
Every destroyed business, every destroyed livelihood, everybody who lost their job, every kid who missed school for 2 years, every parent who had to quit their job to take care of their kids because they couldn't go to school, they owe us for this. This was their decision,
right. You know,
not ours.
With respect to our governor, you know, if you've been to the state capitol, we have portraits of all the governors around that building, and they always paint them with something, you know, personal to them, like Arne Carlson's in his gopher sweater and all this kind of stuff. I'm hoping that this is the end of the Walz administration at the end of this year, and I think his lasting legacy should, his portrait should have a mask on him.
Yeah, man. Yeah, absolutely.
And a dunce cap.
Remind everybody what he put this state through.
To Drew's point, what is our recourse? All you have is the ballot box. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. All you have is this November. No matter who the candidate is, no matter who you're plugging your nose for, what have you. Because
it's true.
We seriously will not return to normal with this guy in power. You know, and even then, like I said, the damage that has been done to our children, especially if you live in Minneapolis, especially if your teachers have done distance learning this whole time, we're in huge trouble in the long run, which is why I don't think that Tim Walz's unfavorable ratings, they're not, they haven't hit bottom yet, because
I don't think they,
because
have.
We haven't experienced what this experiment has been to the full extent yet.
Well, and I think it's a big part, without, again, you know, picking, you know, a dog in this fight yet, I think it's a big part why Dr. Scott Jensen, you know, did so well, you know, earlier this week.
And I think he's the candidate most closely associated with insane COVID policies.
And to what Jeff O'Brien said in the story that we talked about from Johns Hopkins University about how the lockdowns did nothing. I was just reading an article during the last break. None of the, everybody but Fox News, none of the other networks at all had any coverage on the Johns Hopkins study that was done. And this goes back to, again, you know, those are the individuals that need to hear it.
Right.
What is the mainstream media doing? They're just completely ignoring it.
And the vaccines don't work, the lockdowns don't work, the masks don't work, and if you said any of those three things, which is being proven now, take Johns Hopkins' words for it, not mine, if you would have said any of that stuff a year ago, you were being deplatformed on social media, you were losing a job, you were told you were killing grandma, this was existential. If you said that any of this stuff didn't work or wasn't working or wasn't even the best way to tackle the pandemic.
If you were even just skeptical, I wouldn't even say you didn't have to go so far to say it didn't work. If you ever expressed skepticism about the lockdowns, you want people to die for your precious, precious economy. Your economy is so precious that you want to kill my grandmother for it.
We were called COVID deniers daily on Twitter.
Yeah.
We probably are this morning for crying out loud.
Just for being skeptical.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Let's go to the phones real quick. John, formerly of Minneapolis. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I was calling this morning to ask Mr. O'Brien who the judge was that rationale was 40 to 60% of business over the week dropped was because of the lawsuit, possibly. Who's that judge's name?
It was Judge Lori Miller.
Judge Lori Miller. All right, and I also wanted to make sure that you and Mr. Reimer knew that Amy Bach is white. Have a good day.
Star Tribune told us that, just so you know. She was the head of feeding our future.
Yeah, that was jarring.
Yeah, Amy Bach,
yeah.
Who was white. You know, I just want to I want to stay on COVID, but I want to bring in the Joe Rogan thing here for a moment, because that what you said a moment ago played right into that, and it was the way that Joe Rogan has been framed versus the way that Joe Rogan actually conducts his show, and it's to what Drew was just saying there. All Joe Rogan does is bring on guests and talks to them and gets information. He's open to both sides. He always has been. That's what makes him so popular and so compelling. He's willing to go and listen. You know, he reminds me of, and this is a bad example, but I think it'll work and Drew will make it better once I say it. He reminds me of like Art Bell. He reminds me of... Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's
absolutely.
What made Art Bell so compelling, was that Art Bell, man, just... He was Mr. I'm keeping an open mind on all of this.
We'll and talk
I'm
not, to anybody.
I'm not going to dig my heels in on anything.
Yep.
I'm just going to keep an open mind, hear what people have to say, and that's what made it so fascinating and interesting. And Joe Rogan is sort of the modern-day Art Bell of modern, you know, pop culture, society, and politics.
I think it's very telling about the left, and I think there's a lot of projection going on this particular show. I think it's really telling about the left that they think people who listen to Joe Rogan follow him. mm-hmm. and are being led by him and are taking everything he says at face value with no questioning. They are, you know, that's what they think because that's what they do.
Yes.
That's what yes. they do. And that's 100%. What they that's what the Brian Stelters of the world expect of their audience. When you listen to the people at CNN talk about themselves, especially this week with all the Zucker nonsense, you know, and how we're trusted, and it's upsetting that people trust Joe Rogan more than they trust us. Look, people don't listen to Joe Rogan because they trust him no. or because they're looking to be led by him or because they're looked at, like, tell me what to think, Joe. People listen to Joe Rogan because he has fascinating conversations with interesting people, and we are capable of absorbing all that information and reaching our own conclusions. But our friends on the left, they don't think like that. They look for people to tell them what to think. They look for people to lead them. That's why they think it's so dangerous that somebody like Joe Rogan is out there saying things that they don't like.
You know, with the he's talking about being more balanced. I can't think of being more balanced on this issue than he's, if I recall what he recited, besides having Robert Malone, Peter McCullough, he's had Michael Osterholm, who was the exact opposite of those two, and Sanjay Gupta.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, if Rogan really wants to play this, he ought to invite Fauci to come on.
I think there's an open invitation.
He won't.
And you know what? Let Spotify cancel Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan doesn't need Spotify.
Oh, my gosh.
Spotify paid Joe Rogan $100 million is because he already had a huge audience.
And to what you were saying a moment ago, right now, you use the hashtag TCNT on Twitter. There are fans of the show that say exactly the same thing about us for exactly that same reason. Mm-hmm. That, you know, we're shadow running things and everybody, and it's exactly the same, because that's what they do.
They don't think people are capable of independent thought and thinking for themselves because they're not.
All right, coming up, we're going to tell you, if you're wearing a mask, you're doing it wrong. Because there's something you can put over your head with that mask that's going to make it work even better.
Justice and Drew.
We'll get into that before we get into the Friday news quiz. You still have a little bit of time left to let us know who you think will win the news quiz this morning. Yeah. Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. 103.5 FM. I don't know what's. I don't. Nothing makes sense anymore, man.
Yeah. I give up.
Nothing makes sense.
That's Friday. I can in about 35 minutes. I can check out for a little while at least.
I'm sorry.
My gosh.
It's all your fault, Max.
All right.
What are we talking about now?
Well, yeah. Where do we go from here? Well, we can talk about the John Kirby coming out and talking about how Russia was going to be using some fake video of a Ukraine attack as a false flag to justify going into the Ukraine.
A State Department I don't trust saying that I shouldn't trust a country that I already don't trust.
Right. Talking about false flags.
Talking about false flags. And Max made a good point during the break. Is this like, you know, one of the rare times that, like, a government has actually come out and confirmed the existence of these false flag operations?
Right. They're admitting they're using the word false flag.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever heard that before, but I don't know.
It's like Russia needs an excuse at this. The whole thing is weird.
Hey, the whole thing is weird.
All right.
I wonder what the production quality of the false flag is going
to
be, though.
Is this a preemptive move to claim that something they expect to happen would be a false flag?
Hammer asked Kirby if they had evidence, and he kind of danced around it, but again, it sounds like they have the video, you know. But the other part of this too, not to open this up further, because there are other things we want to get to, but we're going to have David Gartenstein Ross on again next week, our counterterrorism expert and global threat analyst. But this is something that we've talked about him before, and that is just the ability to create this type of video. I mean, we're at the point now where, you know, spoiler alert, I mean, they brought back a young Mark Hamill, and right. we're a stone's throw away from not being able to tell that this is, you know, CGI and special effects. We already know you can do voice manipulations now. So the fact that you can get these videos, you talk about the quality of it. I'm sure that, you know, if it is a false flag and it's a bogus video, I'm sure the quality of it's top notch and it probably looks completely legitimate.
Well, I'm sitting here just a little marveled, and I'm sitting here not not quite sure how to really react to the situation right now, where you got a Democrat president sending troops into Europe. What was it, 5,000 troops he's sending into Europe? We are, you know, on the brink of a potential conflict with Russia, you know, in Europe.
In the winter.
There is not an insignificant chance that this could be a legitimate third world war. And the State Department is saying there's a false flag operation. Shut up and trust us. The same people that still bring up weapons of mass destruction and, you know, Colin Powell's speech at the UN and how that was false justification to go to war in Iraq. And it was. Right? I mean, if we're calling it what it is, are the same people that are completely trusting and buying into all the BS that's coming out of the State Department right now.
And it's just in time for a midterm reelection.
Yeah.
Yep. Exactly. Well, and don't change horse midstream, guys.
And that's exactly what I was just, I was thinking exactly the same thing. You know, they're staring down, you know, major losses come November. They've got, you know, 3,000-page, $8 billion bills out there that they want to go and throw it to help the coral reef. I mean,
our president, his brain doesn't work.
True. Like, there's that.
And it's becoming more frontal, right?
And I don't know that he's actually making any of these decisions in terms of our policy regarding the Russia-Ukraine.
No, so what crisis. Is...
I really don't... I don't think he is.
No, but... And because the D.C. swamp runs his entire presidency, common knowledge over there is that, hey, what levers do you have to pull if you're struggling and you need a little bump in approval rating?
Wag the dog.
You act like there's a war. I'm sorry. Like,
let's go, Brandon!
With Russia.
Wag the dog is now on my movie list for the weekend.
Yeah, good for you to theme.
Little refresher.
Yeah. Moonfall's on mine, and it fits in just as well. Let's go here. It's come out of Vice, guys, before we get to the news quiz this morning. Back to COVID. The article writer says, I recently came across a selfie from April 2020 where I wore a mask, doing that thing with my fingers. It was just a bandana folded up and secured with hair ties to make a sad, limp origami face covering. It's hard to believe that this was the viral personal protective gear trick at the time, wrapping a linty old piece of cotton around my face to go and buy and then wipe down my groceries. But back then, not even nurses could get their hands on a mask. So these were just ad hoc hacks we made up to stumble through the terrifying and confusing time. In 2020, researchers from the University of Cambridge started testing out some of the ways people might adjust face masks to make them a better fit their faces. The findings were finally released. 2020, they started this. Mm. Findings were finally released as a peer-reviewed study this week. A better seal around the edges of masks means more protection from COVID-19. Most consumer-level surgical masks and KN95s leave gaps around the sides. The researchers tested seven different hacks that attempt to close those gaps on surgical and K95 masks. Taping the edges of a mask to one's face.
Bad idea.
Filling the sides of the mask with gauze.
Bad idea.
Binding the mask to the face with gauze, the mummy method.
I prefer caulk.
Rubber cement.
Putting a knot in the ear loops. Rubber bands around the front to create a brace against the mouth.
No. This isn't serious.
The one that created the best seal, and again, this is serious. This is researchers. Back in 2020, just now released their peer-reviewed study from the University of Cambridge. The one that created the best seal, though? Max, lawyer extraordinaire Jeff O'Brien?
Glue.
Pantyhose.
Son, you got a panty on your head.
Scientists find that putting pantyhose on your head makes your mask safer.
Yeah.
They cut
wrap a pantyhose around your head.
They cut a section out of the thin of the thigh of some hose, yanked it over the wearer's head and mask. Mm-hmm. The pressure of the stretchy fabric kept the mask on tight, but there was a catch. People really hated wearing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, huh.
People really hate wearing masks.
The pantyhose caused high levels of discomfort as well as issues speaking and occasional obstruction of their eyes.
Oh, good. Remember that brief period of time where Fauci was going around telling people they're going to have to wear goggles?
Yes.
Not to mention that.
They did try that for a week.
If you walk into a store with a mask on and pantyhose over your head, store security is going to jack you.
Of course they are.
There's no such thing as store security anymore.
And then there's that, too.
No, I'm sorry. If you walk in with a pantyhose over your head and a mask on your face, they're just going to be like, oh, okay, it's Tuesday.
Well, no, I'm sorry. I'm showing my bias living in Wright County where there is still some semblance of
where there's an expectation that you're not allowed to just shoplift.
Exactly.
Yes. I'm doing this at Costco today when I go in. I'm gonna wear pantyhose over my face and take a selfie with it.
Do a hidden camera thing.
Sam, did you want to?
Oh, I just heard Jeff invoke the name of Wright County, so I just wanted to say Team Wright County, the best county in Minnesota.
Popped up just long enough to get that.
Sorry, it's a lot of work to get this microphone on.
Sam, any comment on like pantyhose on your face?
It's weird.
Yeah,
don't do that. John would do that, but don't do that.
For most of the hacks, comfort was a big issue, said Eugenia O'Kelly, the paper's author in a press release. The rubber bands, for example, tended to put painful pressure on the ears and face to the point where they hindered circulation to the ears. However, using an effective but uncomfortable hack may make good sense in some high-risk situations. Man, I hope this story goes viral. I want to go to the store, and I want to see people walking around with a mask and pantyhose over their face. Just so I can mock them internally. Be amazing. All right. Time to get to the news quiz.
We're broke. He's stacking up on pantyhose now.
Or we can just be like L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti and just hold your breath.
Yeah. Or just lie. Mayor Garcetti did.
Took a photo with Magic Johnson and got called out for not wearing a mask. And he's like, yeah, but I was holding my breath.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Oh, and by the way, really quick, the Super Bowl 10 days away, the health officials in Los Angeles are warning individuals going to the Super Bowl and plotting ways to get around the mask mandate. Don't even think about it. That doesn't mean buy a bucket of popcorn and eat it for 2 hours or actively eating and drinking. Huh. You hurry up and you eat and get that mask back on. We are on to you, they said.
Yeah, they're catching on to my strategy.
They're catching on to Mayor Garcetti's strategy.
The hold your breath. Hold your breath for an entire 4 hours of Super Bowl.
Hold your breath with pantyhose over your head. That's what you should do.
What a joke. All right, it is time. You got a few minutes left to get your predictions in. Your contestants for the Friday News Quiz are Max Reimer, Jeff O'Brien, and Sam Sansevier. If you correctly predict the winner, you'll be entered into a drawing for a $100 gift card from Twin Cities Cannabis. We will find out who is the champion of the news right after this. All right, final segment of your Friday edition of Justice and Drew. That means one thing and one thing only. It is time to play the Friday News Quiz. Your contestants are Jeff O'Brien, lawyer extraordinaire, will be going first in the news quiz this week. Max Reimer will be going third. I went out of order. And Sam Sansevier, our lovely, talented radio producer, will be going second. Sam, is your mic on? We want to make sure you have a fair shot at this.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You turned on in there?
That's so weird. My microphone is turned on, yes.
Three rounds in the Friday News Quiz. We've got our audio rounds. Play an audio clip for each of you, two audio clips for each of you. If you tell us who's talking in any relevant context, you'll be awarded points. Parody song round, we got parody song snippet, one for each of you. Tell us what story is being referenced, and you will be awarded points. And then, of course, the headline round, lots of headlines, lots of blanks in them. Buzz in with your name when you think you know the right answer, and you will be awarded points as well.
Jeff O'Brien, the first audio clip is for you. Are you prepared, sir?
Yep.
Here you go.
But today, our streets are flooded with violence. And our neighbors need help now, more than ever. That means my job is not finished.
That would be former Hennepin County Sheriff Rich Stanek announcing that he's running for governor.
Boom.
Correct. That's great. I'm going to give you 2 points for that one. Getting the governor announcement part of it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I know.
Just threw that out willy-nilly.
Sam.
What?
We go to you for audio clip number two.
And I'm interested in having interesting conversations with people that have differing opinions.
I am not sure.
Max. That was Joe Rogan talking about potentially being canceled from Spotify.
Sure.
Come on.
I wish they would bring back Fear Factor. I like
really?
That show. Yeah. Mm. Not really. I just thought it was an interesting reference that he used to do Fear Factor. Max!
All right.
There you go.
Senate Republicans are taking a much different approach. We're going to provide funding for more police officers. Through recruitment and retention proposals.
That is Jeremy Miller talking about their agenda for the Senate this year. All right. And I hear good things. I hear that he's just he's a rock star over there.
Oh, good. All right, we are back to Jeff Jeff, audio clip number 4. This one's for you. Tell us who's talking. What are they talking about?
And I think the fact that we went from 10,000 attendees in 2018 to 18,000 attendees in 2022 bodes really well for the conservative movement.
Is that Scott Jensen?
It is indeed.
Talking about caucuses?
It is indeed. On this very show. Yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Sam!
Yes.
Here's your audio clip.
The bonus point in this one. I'll explain after the clip.
Okay.
I used that once. I think others have used that once. And then we stopped using it because I think it sent a message that we weren't intending to send, which was that we knew that President Putin had made a decision.
So first off, who is that?
That is Jen Psaki.
Okay, that's good. And when she says, I used that once, what is she referring to? I'll play it again for you.
Okay. I used that once. I think others have used that once. And
what is she referring to there?
What's the word?
It's a word? Can I have another hint?
No.
Can I phone a friend?
No.
I don't know.
Anybody else? Imminent would be the word.
She was asked, because they said multiple times, administration officials over the course of last week, an invasion is imminent. Russia is going to invade. Imminent was all you heard for a week. And then all of a sudden she's like, well, I only said it once.
Yeah.
And I'm not. So, do you know what imminent means?
I don't think she does.
I don't think you do. All right, Max, final audio clip, and I didn't realize that we were going to play this today, so.
There's also oil pipelines here at play, and the potential design.
We were supposed to play it on the show yesterday, not today. Yeah. So
there's also oil
pipelines. It's AOC. We talked about it earlier.
What if he wasn't paying attention?
We talked about it like 10 minutes ago.
You could have at least say it.
Yeah, it's kind of a gimme.
Not even a softball. You just like served it up to him on a platter.
He answered it for me.
He did. It was the we answering it for.
We just played it and talked about
but
it.
But it was the answering it for him.
I didn't know we were going to do that.
It's the answering it for him for me.
Give him the Sam Sansevier.
Yeah. It's like, here's a point. Okay, next question. Here's a point, Max. Let's move on.
Pretty much. All right. At the end of round one, it's 4 points, Max. 4 points, Jeff. 1 point, Sam.
It's okay.
We have one parody song snippet for each of you. If you can tell us what news story is being referenced in those parody songs, you will be awarded points.
All right, Laura Extraordinaire, Jeff O'Brien, here is your parody.
Hey, Whoopi, you are screwed. ABC should fire you. Hey, Whoopi. Hey, Whoopi.
Like, I already knew that's all we were going to get.
That's all you get.
That would be Whoopi Goldberg being suspended for 2 weeks from The View for her minimizing the effect of the Holocaust and then going on Colbert and doubling down.
Yeah.
Oh,
just being awful. Being dumb in general. Parody song number 2, Sam.
Yes.
What's this one about?
There goes the goat, playing days are over.
It's about Tom Brady retiring.
I really thought he was going to be something.
Yeah.
He had
so much potential.
So much potential. Yeah,
really.
Maybe with his retirement, we can retire that joke.
Just Max,
dresses to look at in there.
Yeah, Max, here's your parody.
Oh yeah!
Oh my gosh!
Ooh, I like it.
Life sure got hard. Our kids were scarred, but in the end, it didn't even matter. Economy stalled, and some lost it all.
I'll give you a bonus win if you can tell us what band it was based off of.
This is talking about the John Hopkins study that the lockdowns didn't do anything, stop COVID.
And nobody knows. You know the band?
Oh, Linkin Park.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Oh, this is my.
Yeah, I told you I give a bonus point. You can say, okay.
Yeah, give me that bonus point. Yeah,
all right, sweet bonus point coming from Max.
What?
Did you know it was Linkin Park?
I actually said Evanescence.
I would have given you a bonus point for that because they're basically the same.
I will fight you.
I know.
You don't get. Take your bonus points away, Drew. No bonus points for
you. Can I have a bonus point?
No, you should have one taken away for saying it was Evanescence.
Why?
Oh, man, I just like raged alone in my room to Linkin Park sometimes. Like when a girl didn't like me.
Yeah.
Somebody
yeah.
just throw that song.
Dude, I raged.
That's on brand.
I raged on the way to work this morning to Linkin Park.
That's also on brand.
That's not on brand at all. You should be.
All right, we move into the headline round. What the score is, Jeff, 6 points. Max, 5 points. Sam, 2 points. Woo-hoo! But we all know anything can happen in the headline round. Right. This is where the game is won or lost. Don't forget, buzz in with your name when you think you know the answer, but be careful. Don't buzz in too early.
All right, your headline.
You see what I did there?
Yeah, I did see what you did there. This is fun. Your headline number one. 1 point available here. Legislators call for an audit of blank.
Max?
The Southwest Light Rail.
What? Oh. Jeff, the Met Council.
Did you finish the whole headline?
No, I did not, but I can.
But now,
be careful.
Legislators call for an audit of blank over alleged nonprofit fraud.
Over Feeding Our Future. Or two nonprofits. Nonprofits.
No.
That's the nonprofit.
Yeah.
But that's not where the audit.
Legislators call for an audit of blank over alleged nonprofit fraud.
The Minnesota Department of Education.
Oh, yeah. I would have gotten there eventually.
I'm letting Max have that
I was
one
getting
since
there.
Everybody got it wrong. Opened it back up. Headline number two. Legislators call for audit of blank.
Max.
Southwest Light Rail.
That's true.
Let's go.
Over increased costs and delays.
Oh my
gosh. Is why you wait till the headline is over.
Headline number three.
On audits this week.
Blank joins Neil Young in removing.
Sam.
Oh my gosh, I completely blank on her name.
Jeff?
Joni Mitchell.
Dang it!
No, that's right.
No, I was giving her the wrong.
Oh, gotcha. We also would have accepted Millie Vanilli and the guy that played the sax in Lost Boys.
Oh, I knew it. And my
Millie Vanilli is
blanked.
Calling for somebody else's music.
True story right there.
Spotify.
You also saw the meme.
Yeah,
that's
funny.
That funny.
Headline number four, Pennsylvania court finds blank law unconstitutional.
Max, ballot box law.
Jeff, the mailed ballots.
Mail-in voting, not the drop boxes, although those are also unconstitutional.
Did you just put that in Max's column or my column?
Good eye. You're right, I did.
Get him, Jeff.
Wow, way to go, lawyer.
Recount.
Sue him.
Stop the count.
He's wishing a vendetta against
us. He's his own little Dominion voting machine over here.
Audit the news quiz.
Headline number five. Authorities say New York nurses made $1.5 million selling...
vaccination cards. Fake vaccination cards.
There you go.
Headline number six. Polls show that half of Americans want...
Sam. Joe Biden impeached.
Oh, good.
Headline number seven. Cold weather in Florida leads to...
Sam. Iguanas falling from trees.
Damn. What? Holy moly.
She closed her browser windows.
Yeah, right. I'm done looking at wedding dresses.
I got points to make up,
she
people.
She said yes to a dress online.
Headline number eight. Vikings choose blank.
Sam. Oh my gosh, what's his name?
I don't know. You tell me. That's the whole point
I'm
of the game.
I'm blank. I can't do it.
Max. Kevin O'Connell.
Dang
as
it.
Their new head coach.
All right. Blank. There's 2 points available here. Blank named to Pro Bowl as injury
Sam.
Replacement
Jeff.
For...
Sam.
Kirk Cousins
uh-huh.
was named to the Pro Bowl because Aaron Rodgers...
There you go. 2 points. Nicely
yes.
done. And your final headline, blank, have paid $31 million to Hunter Biden and his
family. China? Oh, yes!
Did Sam just win?
No. Actually,
dang
we
it!
Have, for the first time in news quiz history...
Oh, shut up.
...a three-way tie.
Are you
kidding me?
Everyone's a winner!
What? For the
wow.
first time... I didn't think it was
Woo!
Possible. For the first time in news quiz history,
nice.
Jeff, 8 points. Sam, 8 points. Max, 8 points.
So
wow.
what you have to do is we have to adjust this, right? So play the... We have the winner song, right?
No, the we are... The
all you are the champions. You are the champions. The
nobody
other two...
called this at the beginning of the show. I said, we got News Quiz All-Stars. Like the
it's true.
Three of the players who like take it the most seriously, three of the players who like do the best at it consistently. And this is an all-star team of News Quiz participants. We've never had a three-way tie before.
That's awesome.
Mean Twin Cities Cannabis?
I don't even know what to do. I'm lost.
It
I
means
quit.
That everyone that voted.
Does that mean that we all get the Twin City Cannabis gift cards? Or
no, I think everybody who everyone made a prediction. Who voted. Yeah, yeah. We're just going to have to throw everybody's name in a hat.
Yep, everyone and, who voted and wow. picked somebody will be eligible to
I'm sitting here
stunned. There's like a wormhole open in the universe someplace now.
I feel like for my strong finish at the end there, I deserve a bonus point. I'm just saying.
That is like the most certain way to not get a bonus point is to articulate how much you feel like you deserve one.
It was a pretty good showing in the final quarter.
That was a big come from behind tie.
Hopefully that bodes well for you next week. You can take that momentum into the next week, Sam.
I probably won't.
Your injury has been I think it's been impacting your performance.
What we'll do is we'll just take everyone who tweeted in or emailed in, and we'll throw all of your names in a big giant hat. I'll have to find a much bigger hat, and we'll pick a winner. Keep an eye on your emails. Keep an eye on your DMs. Sam will contact you shortly if you've won the $100 gift certificate from Twin Cities Cannabis.
We mentioned this earlier before we wrap things up and we find out what Sam learned today. Tulsi Gabbard was on Tucker Carlson on Fox News, talking about Joe Rogan, right? Carlson said, it's hard to imagine they're going to pull Joe Rogan off the air, but you don't know once the ball starts rolling. What do you make of the attempts to censor Joe Rogan? And Tulsi Gabbard said, it is yet the latest indicator about the real danger we are facing as a society right now in this country. Is that this fundamental freedom granted to every one of us as Americans, this freedom of speech, is being threatened. People are being intimidated. Their financial security is being threatened. They're being censored or being intimidated into censoring themselves. This freedom is the fabric of our Constitution. And the fact that this is what we are facing, that the powers that be decide if we don't like the things that you are saying, that we'll find a way to silence and censor you. She says, and the reason why is that he can't be put in a box and he can't be controlled. She says that was ultimately the reason why everybody wants to go and silence Joe Rogan. And we talked about it earlier, and if I were Joe Rogan, imagine I'd be like, I'll go somewhere else. I'd be somebody more than happy to take my podcast.
Yep. Oh, look, Joe. We said earlier, Joe Rogan doesn't need Spotify at all. Spotify needs Joe Rogan.
I dare Spotify to do something like that.
I mean, and look, once that snowball starts rolling downhill, are you going to start policing every podcast? Because
yanked somebody else off of that for the same thing.
There's misinformation just rampant in pod. Go listen to a week's worth of Pod Save America.
Yeah,
you know, go back. You know, find me any podcast that still believes the Russian collusion nonsense.
Anything MSNBC publishes from podcasts, that's all they talk about still.
Well, it could, and it could eventually turn into just getting something wrong and not even having the opportunity to go and, you know, correct yourself.
Right.
You know, it's frightening. It really is frightening.
Right. And again, you know, the people don't listen to Joe Rogan because they are looking for Joe Rogan to tell them how to live.
Mm-mm.
You find me, you know, I'm sure
for information.
I am sure you can find a very, you know, some statistical anomalies out there who did something because they heard it on Joe Rogan. But that's going to be true for anything. But the vast majority, the bulk of Joe Rogan's listeners are not listening to him because they want to be led by him. They're listening to him because they like hearing conversations.
It does remind me of like the story that came out this past week where Tucker Carlson's audience is like he's winning with liberals right now.
Yeah. Sam.
Yes.
What'd you learn today?
Well, around 6:40 this morning, we had the results of the new MnDOT Snowplow naming contest, and out of 22,000 names that were submitted, I learned what the top 8 are. Around 7:20, we had Tom Emmer on the show, learned his thoughts on the leaked documents that have revealed Biden's total failures with the entire situation in Afghanistan. And then around 8:20 this morning, I learned about how scientists have found that putting pantyhose on your head over your mask makes it more effective or something. If you missed any part of the show today, you're going to want to find the podcast on the iHeartRadio app by searching for Justice and Drew.
What Sam Learned is presented by our friends over at alphanews.org. Go there, sign up for their daily newsletter. It's a chock full of fantastic information. Jeff O'Brien, Max Reimer, thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you, Ben.
Thanks for having me.
We will have a full show on Monday. Andrew Langer, Paul Gazelka joining us on Monday's program. And maybe we'll throw up the Paul Allen bat signal, get his thoughts on the Vikings' new head coach.
Yeah, let's talk to Paul about that. Have a great weekend, everybody. Stay warm.
Streaming on Peacock. It's the girls' trip of a lifetime.
Look at this water.
We're going to give them something to talk about.
Seven iconic housewives from four different cities.
Oh, my God, a stingray!
Vacation at Turks and Caicos.
It's a party now.
And there's no party like a housewives party.
I don't give a f***. You're not a girl's girl. Why would you say that?
Find out what happens when the forecast brings sunshine and a whole lot of shade.
You are so self-absorbed. It's crazy.
The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. All episodes streaming now. Only on Peacock.